Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Wow. Welcome back, everybody, to the final hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning for this Friday, October 5th, 2018. More importantly, it is the final day.
Yes.
Our final hour of Project Down and Dirty 2018 comedy, where for the past 72 hours, a group of professionals have tried to turn a bunch of goofy radio hosts into improv and comedy stars to no avail. You will see their hard work come to fruition tonight on the Mystic Showroom stage. We will all be performing in front of a sold-out crowd of 2,100 people.
Oh my goodness.
I will say that again for effect. A sold-out crowd of 2,100 people. I'm not kidding, I took a shot. You guys can see it if you follow me on Instagram. It's in my stories. Not like stories like all my children, my stories. But search for Jason Matheson. In my stories, I gave the perspective, our point of view, our POV of what the theater looks like from being on the stage. It is intimidating. Everyone kept responding. I woke up this morning to about 4 comments from my talkers going, "Wow, I had no idea the Mystic Showroom was that big." I'm like, it's big.
Mm-hmm.
It is very
wide stage.
Very wide stage.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we have some more shenanigans to talk about. We'll tell you some about the training yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But first, we are having a blast.
Oh my gosh.
We were crying in that commercial break.
Oh.
Alexis has so many babies up here.
Yeah.
Little babies.
Oh my God. Little mugwise.
Don't look. Do not look.
I haven't looked, and there's a lot going on here.
We are raising money for Tubman. I just want to be clear. Crystal Carrington Clear. At 5:30 in the morning, Alexis, what was our total?
$9,060.
Okay. Alexis was serious, but we were jokingly, I said, "Hey, wouldn't it be great if we could get to $15,000?
Yep.
In my head, I'm not kidding, I thought, Jace, we're never going to reach that because it's really early in the morning and whatever.
I'm not looking.
So, Alexis.
Oh, where's the ice pack?
Well, Alexis, let's put the mic. I always have to pull Alexis's mic away because poor Paul Black, the board has exploded a couple times.
Sorry, Polly.
So, here we go.
Okay.
We are now up to $16,205. In that one commercial break, we plopped up about $1,200 in one commercial break.
Oh my gosh!
And it's the bids, the donations are still coming in. Catherine Schwartz, Christine Stratton, Cheryl Pochart, Dorothy Hint, Jody Vanderbrook, Molly Katz, Cindy Darsow, Rebecca Hogland, Cynthia Adams, Steve Sue Gale.
That's Mike Gale's folks. Yep, that's affirmative.
I thought it was a rock band, but
yep,
okay,
no.
Yeah.
Clown family.
Joanne Mullenkamp, Christine Auker, Barbara Cowan, Mary Parrott, and Sean McElkey.
Oh,
Sean McElkey.
Yep.
Yeah. Just a few shout outs, everybody. Thank you so much. Molly wrote, "Today, many women are wearing black. I will wear black and give back.
Oh.
Thank you to the morning show, and thank you." Yeah, the morning show. You know, that's what Lori and Julia call us. "And thank you, Tubman, for all that you do." That's from Molly.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's just, you guys, sincerely, thank you so much.
I've had to hold back tears, honestly, in the last hour.
Well, and we just got another, we're $16,355.
Oh, my God.
gosh. Okay, we will update you.
Oh, my gosh.
Keep the donations coming. Lexa Lou, if you can talk without sweating and crying.
I'll try not to.
Can you tell everybody how to make a donation?
Oh, yes. MyTalk1071.com, keyword comedy. Click on Tubman and our show. You can, whatever donation you'd like, $5, multiple zeros would be fantastic.
Multiple, yeah.
And it's through givemn.org, so it's safe, fast, efficient, and we'll get the, oh my gosh.
Okay, like, just keep, see.
Oh no, look, she just slammed her microphone down. Oh, sorry, Sonny.
Sorry, Polly. Oh,
Paul,
okay.
can we take her computer away?
Okay,
it's her computer, but can we take it away from her? Actually, go to another screen,
okay,
Lex.
Okay.
You're like my little sister. There we go.
Okay, distracted by the numbers. But
I know.
So do that. MyTalk1071.com and donate to our team. You can learn more about Tubman and all the wonderful work, how many people they help going through trauma.
Yeah.
And we all know someone, maybe you don't knowingly know someone, or you know a family that has gone through this, and Tubman has their back.
Yes.
They've been there for them. They help them with shelter and food, youth programs, community education, health counseling, legal services.
All of that and more.
Yeah.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to chat. We're going to chit-chat for a few minutes.
Let's do that, yeah.
We are not, Dawn, we are not going to permit her to look at the totals for the rest of this segment. At the end of this segment, in about 7 minutes, we will allow you to look at the total, okay?
Okay.
Deep breath.
Yeah.
Smell the rose, Lex. Blow out the candle. There we go.
Yes.
So if you would like to donate right now, donate so that we can scare the pajibis out of Alexis in about 7 minutes. Donate big, because we want to reveal a big total in about 7 minutes, okay?
She's going to be so worn out, she's not going to remember her stand-up comedy set.
Yeah, that's right, Dawn. I'll just blame it on that.
You're not
going to
look at the totals for the next 7 minutes.
I'm going to keep it on this page.
Okay.
And, yeah.
There we go.
You got it.
Donate now, y'all. Let's surprise Alexis in 7 minutes with more shout-outs. Here we go. Okay, so like yesterday we had more rehearsals for improv. If you guys don't know how this is going to go tonight, we found out for the first time how it's going to go.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. The format is going to be really fun.
Yes.
It is stand-up routines from us woven between improv games, like you see on Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah.
And let's talk. Yeah, it's going to be you're going to laugh because these games bring out the goofy in all of us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like Bradley was Abraham Lincoln, for heaven's sake. I mean, let's picture that. A very gay Abraham Lincoln,
oh,
as we said.
Yeah. He was in his tall hat. And
you know, he's like, I'm going to emancipate.
Imaginary hat.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. He was hysterical last night.
Well, and then you came out as Madonna. When they said Madonna, I thought, Jace better step forward because
I immediately started voguing as I walked out.
I'm like, that's the real Vogue dance. I was telling I was telling the performers from Stevie Ray's improv comedy troupe. I'm like, he's doing, those are the real moves from Vogue.
Yeah.
I was doing the real Vogue. And then Madonna with her cone boobies.
Yeah.
I kept doing that and I was grinding on Abe Lincoln and then I did like a virgin on Bradley's leg. And,
yes.
Oh. It was, let's do round robin.
Yeah.
I'll start with you, my love. You are going third.
Yes, I am.
Your stand-up routine is third. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling?
Panicking inside a little bit, not going to lie, but it's going to be really fun to get up there. And once we just start going, we're just going to keep going. I'm sorry. We're just going to keep going.
This is ridiculous. She's like a little child.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm excited. Ultimately, I'm excited. And, you know, whatever happens in that moment, it's all good. Because right now, it's the numbers, the money that we're raising for Tubman, how that's, you know, compounding right now. We'll just think about them as we're doing it.
That's
and hopefully
true.
Just, like, have that guiding light. And if we mess up and I fall on my face, I poop my pants, it's going to be funny no matter what.
Well, as I said, when we were back at the
studio. I'm going extreme. Yeah. It could happen, girl.
When we were back at the studio, when this was just not an idea, we knew it was going to come. I said to you, and this is what's comforting me, because I'm nervous. It's the thing that comforts me is what I said to you back then. We are in front of a friendly audience.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Even the 2,100 people, we may not be their favorite show. They may not even like us. They may love Colleen and, you know, I'm just saying, you know, we may not be their cup of tea.
Right.
They may love Cobra or Donna and Steve. But let's be clear. My talkers are great no matter what. Yes. You could get up there and say platypus balls and they're going to laugh. Right,
yep.
There.
I said, balls,
you
know, balls,
they're going to laugh. They're going to chuckle and support you and cheer. If we get out to do an improv game and our mind goes blank, the My Talkers are going to crack up and start cheering and cheer us on. Because that's, I don't know about you, Dawn, supportive. As I go to you, that is actually my fear, is during the improv games, going out there to deliver a line and you freeze. That's what I'm fearing. Or you can't think of something funny.
Yeah.
What's your fear going into it?
My fear is the first game that I play.
What is that?
It's a musical thing, and it's not my strength. It's basically like a tune, a riff tune. It's a doo-wop tune, and there's a bunch of us lined up, and we're given a line, and we have to sing it. But then we have to start incorporating the second round, other people's lines into our lines. It's complicated.
Oh. Yeah.
I didn't see you guys. Did you see this the first time in rehearsals?
I did, yes.
I did not.
I did not either.
And because you were working on your stand-up with Stevie.
Yeah, I didn't see this. Did you guys understand? I barely understand what you just said.
So it's like, it's a tune that he's playing on the piano. We're all given a line. Yesterday, my line was, "How's your lunch, Michelle Obama?" But I had five other people six other people in front of me that each had different other weird random lines, and so you sing that twice, like, "How's your lunch,
Michelle Obama.
How's your lunch?" But then we go back through the line and you have to incorporate what other people's lines were and just make it a nonsensical thing. But people were making very clever connections. I was like, I'm so off key. I'm the only girl up here. It's the first game. I don't know the melody, and I've never done this before, and I'm freaking. I'm like, nah. Then I've got Steve next to me, who's like, what's up with that guy? He's like a musical genius. He could, like, have a whole album of improv songs right now.
Steve Patterson?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's up with that? And he's right before me.
Somebody said, didn't he go... I don't know Steve very well.
Yeah.
Didn't he go to... he went to school. Wasn't he going to be an actor? That's what people were saying.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, was he a musical theater major?
I think he's a musical theater person. That's what people were saying in the wings.
Oh,
because
okay.
That's why they picked him to do all these musical numbers.
He's really good.
And we're all sitting there like going, we are just radio people. What the hell is he doing?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I was a theater major, but I went to Missouri State. I don't know where he went. Berklee School of Music?
Yeah.
No offense to Missouri State, but come on.
Well, we watched, and you did have good lines, Dawn. So, you have a really good voice.
At least I can just get it out of the way, and it's the first thing, and it's over with. So, I also have in the back of my mind, people assume women aren't funny in comedy, and I'm the only girl up here. Is that weird to think
too? You're the only girl in the
I'm
first
I'm the only
the
girl in that line of people that are, like, you know, harmonizing with themselves, and I'm like, oh, no.
You are.
Okay.
Okay.
Lex,
Dawn,
help, girl,
you
back
got
me
this.
Up.
You
Lex,
got
back,
this,
thank
Dawn.
You. Dawn, let me brag. I'm a girl here because we all have each other's backs.
Yeah.
Dawn is undervaluing herself in the improv games. You go out there when you give an answer. You create. Thank you, Paul Black.
You're the best.
You have created characters. Like, we do this thing called radio call in, and Dawn, like, just Dawn just doesn't go out and deliver a line. Dawn made up yesterday.
The trucker.
Oh, please bring him back today, please.
Oh my gosh.
She created this gay trucker character that was at a truck stop,
with
this big rig, and then. Dawn, can you do the voice? Do you remember the voice?
Hey, this is Bill.
Bill, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Shakopee.
What can I do for you, Bill?
Well, basically, I'm just here sitting at the truck stop having a dark black cup of coffee. And let me tell you something, there's some nice men pulling in their rigs.
Dawn, no, Lex, because you and I laughed at the same thing because we know Dawn's cadence and we know Dawn's rhythm. You're not doing your line. You're going to do your line. Dawn goes, I like men and I like dark coffee.
Yeah.
I like men, and I like dark coffee.
I like to do the full range of my voice, see how low I can go and how high I can go.
Oh. Okay, here's what we're going to do.
Funny.
Do
yeah, not. We got to feel how you feel, too, Jim.
Yeah, we'll do
feel.
That after the dirt alert. Here's what we're... Alexis, don't you turn on your computer.
No, I didn't. I was going to somewhere else.
Okay, we need you guys to donate in this commercial break because I'm...
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Looking at the preliminary number, and Alexis is going to lose her mind. We need some more donations.
Can we get
to
an EMT in advance?
We're looking for some $100 donations. You will see why if you look at our donation page. We're looking for some 50s, some 100, some 5s, 10s. Wait till you hear the number. We need you to donate now because we, let me just say this.
Okay.
We could reach an unbelievable goal, actually.
Yes.
Coming up next. Stay with us.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
8:23, Jason and Alexis in the mornings. Time for the Dirt Alerts. And Elizabeth Reese is off.
Yes, she is.
Don McLean. Okay. What's in your bucket today?
All right. Well, we have some TV shows. Of course, it's fall premiere season coming back this weekend, namely The Walking Dead.
Yes, I'm all caught up, and I cannot wait. Wondering how they're going to handle Andrew Lincoln leaving.
Right.
Carl.
Yes.
Carl's dad.
Yeah, Carl's dad. I mean, what's crazy about this, if you're a fan of the show, which I was a fan of the comics before the show.
Yeah.
It's really gone its own way, you know, outside of the comics. But Andrew Lincoln is the cornerstone of the show.
Yeah.
He is the protagonist. He is the one in the beginning in season one that we were rooting for. You saw him first. He is your good character that that basically everyone is rooting for. You want him to find his family, and then you have other side characters. But he is really the cornerstone.
Yes.
I kind of feel like it's going to jump the shark after this. I mean, I love Daryl and everything in a real special way.
Oh,
but,
you
know, Andrew Lincoln is the cornerstone.
That's so true. And Norman Reedus, who does play Daryl, he says that there's going to be some big deaths coming to Walking Dead. So you're right. This might be it.
Boy, well, is it going to ever get better? That's my question. Are they going to cure the virus?
I don't think they ever will. And I think, you know, every show hits their zenith.
Yeah.
And very few shows can come down from that zenith and come back up. The only show really in recent there's two in recent memory. Grey's Anatomy has somehow managed to keep the buzz going.
Yep.
And Friends. You know, Friends had a kind of a dip, and then it came back after Monica and Chandler got married.
Yeah.
And they had kind of a renaissance. And that doesn't have the trajectory of shows isn't a valley. It's usually up and then right back down.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Billboard.com, they have a list of the best acting performances by musicians. Let's go through some of these in the last couple of minutes here. We have Cher is number one for Moonstruck.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yes. We also have the runner-up was Barbara Streisand for The Way We Were. Mm. We also have Ice Cube and Boys in the Hood. And then finally, Lady Gaga in the new A Star is Born is on this list.
Whoa.
Already?
Yes. I mean, they've already... I guess a bunch of them seen the movie through this, like, you know, we get to see movies in advance. So she's already on the list of all time the best performances by a musician in a movie.
I'm telling.
Wow.
Well, and I've been thinking about this. You know, I love both of them, but one of the first thoughts I had after I saw A Star is Born is, wow, you know, people often compare Gaga and Madonna. You know, Gaga is kind of a new generation Madonna.
Oh,
well,
no.
Gaga has, well, no, I'm just saying they have comparable careers.
But
Gaga has managed to do something that has eluded Madonna for her entire career, and that is a well-received movie role.
Yeah, because Madonna was in Evita.
Not well-received.
But she just, you know, that's mixed reviews. I feel like the reason why I reacted that way is because I just don't think that Madonna has the singing chops that
Lady
Gaga
doesn't.
Does.
And I love Madonna. I mean,
I do too.
We're both that generation.
Madonna, Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. And finally, we have, let's see. Oh, Megyn Kelly was asked if she thought Matt Lauer could make a career comeback. She refused to answer, but then said, quote, "I know too much that others don't know."
Why say that?
That, yeah, this is one of the biggest stories of the day, and people are really just like, come on, in advance of this Me Too movement and milking it.
Not only that, but that's baiting. You know what I mean? Why would you give that answer? Because what's going to happen now is her colleagues at NBC, they're going to be churning with does she mean me? Does she mean this? It's not good for her colleagues.
No.
It is 8:27, more behind the scenes. Love. Plus, Alexis is going to find out what our total is up to.
I've been a good girl.
Right after this. Wow. That's all we can say. It's going to be a very interesting segment right here. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything comedy. This is our final day of Project Down and Dirty 2018, Project Down and Dirty Comedy at Mystic Lake. Now, before we go to our donations, we have not let Alexis look at the donation totals for almost 25 minutes, okay?
Yeah.
And when we last left,
let's see,
we were at what?
$16,355.
Okay. Now here's the deal.
Which is incredible.
We're going to make Alexis wait just a few more seconds.
What?
If you would like to donate, I would here's what I would suggest all of you buy a computer. If you want Alexis to pass out,
just look at it.
I would recommend that you donate right now. And if you look at the page, you will see why. Everyone to donate right now because Alexis is going to pass out in about 2 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Go to mytalk1071.com right now. Click on Donate Now. We're looking for a couple hundreds. We're looking for some 50s, and we're looking for some 5s and 10s. Donate whatever you can. We instantly see your donation, so it's instantly updated. We're looking for some more.
All adds up.
We're going to give Alexis the total and you in just a few minutes, so please donate right now. MyTalk1071.com. Click on Donate Now and Team Jason and Alexis, and when you see the total, you'll know why I would like some donations right now.
Oh, my God.
In the meantime, we have been at Mystic Lake.
Yes, we have. For 100,000 years.
We have been...
Doesn't it kind of feel like that right now, guys?
I've lost track of time. That's what casinos do so well.
You
don't
even
see
know.
The light of day.
It was sunny yesterday. Saying it's rainy and foggy. Nope, it's sunny.
I feel like a lab rat. I haven't seen the outdoors since Tuesday.
I went out to the... I went to the Pokey Gym to take over that Pokey Gym outside.
Wait, did you get it?
Oh, yeah, I didn't tell you that, Alexis, because you went to the bathroom yesterday.
Yeah.
I
do that
remember
every day.
When I went, you remember when I went to sleep early the other night?
Yes.
I couldn't reach with my Pokemon game inside the casino. I took over a gym outside.
Which, what does that mean? What does that mean, Dawn?
Okay, that means that I battled my Pokemon against others to turn this area where Pokemon battle into my team color to take it over.
Did you and you succeeded, huh?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, of course, yeah. I know.
You succeeded?
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't been.
Yeah,
I haven't
been
seen the outdoors at all. But I just want to say, you know, Bea Arthur, she's been worthless this 3 days. We haven't even seen her. Even Paul Black. I mean, usually we see Bea Arthur a lot on day one, and then her participation gradually declines. And then by this day, the only show that sees her is Laurie and Julia. We haven't seen her for our show this entire run. With the exception of Bea Arthur, we have so many people to thank. Mm-hmm. Sincerely, and I'm not just saying this because I live here in the winter anyway, the staff at Mystic Lake has been fantastic.
Fantastic.
I mean,
absolutely.
I'm not joking. Mm-mm. We have never wanted for a single thing.
They always have really good snacks down there, too.
Yeah, they do.
Really good. And drinks. Oh, Dawn.
You guys are
killing me.
No, hold on a minute. But everybody, Mystic Lake, I'm not kidding.
They do a wonderful job.
We've asked for something, and they have
it's
a
there.
Staff person there, the security, the bartenders. The bartenders. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our coordinators, the managers here, mm-hmm. the rooms have been, they have been so, like, they haven't, nothing is, you know, nothing is like, oh, you guys are being troubled. No. They've been fantastic. Our behind the scenes crew, mm-hmm. Paul Black, who has lived here, engineer Paul Black, our digital team, mm-hmm. Pat, who has been here behind, he's behind the stage now. He has logged so much video, turning things around. He's like the sweetest guy ever.
Yes.
Kirsten.
Kirsten. Part of the team, too. She's been taking some video. We have Hannah, social media.
Yeah, our social media siren. She logs everything. There's not a moment she doesn't catch. And just great. Okay.
Oh my gosh, Don is crying. This is like,
okay.
You guys are killing me.
Okay, I'm just gonna stop.
I can't see the numbers.
I'm gonna stop with the thank yous right? Because are you ready?
It's overwhelming. It really is.
Okay, Lexi, ready? Please put your
my legs are in the air. Let's do this, baby.
Please.
Let's do this.
Please put your mic away from your mouth.
Okay.
We started a half hour. We started today at what total, Lex?
$9,060.
About a half hour ago, we were at $16,300. Alexis, we are now moments away from $21,000.
Wait, $21,000?
Almost
$21,000. Oh my gosh!
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you
we
guys.
We are at $25,600. We are
$20,700.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Do you know how many people that's helping?
Yeah.
And just our goal initially was $7,000.
$7,000 we had the goal.
We have almost tripled that right now. Unbelievable. You guys just are amazing. Thank you so much. How satisfying is that going to be tonight to give them a gigantic check?
Huge check.
And say thank you for all you do. And, oh, gosh. Oh.
Probably not good for a radio person.
I know. We're just going to.
We're just kind of. We're just kind of
still going up too. It's now up to $20,845.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just nuts. Oh. I mean, it's just. Look, we had B. Arthur call in a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
And if B. Arthur wants to call in again, please do. We have a few minutes if you want to call in. B said it really well. B's been in the radio business since 400 years.
Yeah, yep.
And she has never seen listeners like this. And it's the truth. I mean, no matter what we ask for, no matter what we ask, you guys come through. You guys get excited about things when we get excited about things. Even when we mess up, you guys support us. You spread the word. You tell your aunties and your grandmas and your husbands to listen to us. Yeah. And whenever we ask for help with something like this, we don't even have to ask. You guys are there, no matter what you can donate. The fact that, we're about a second from reaching $21,000. We are up to $20,915. It's just...
Oh, great. I've just cried all my makeup off.
I know.
I look like a drug addict now. Thanks, my talkers.
You do.
Hashtag thanks, my talkers.
Yes, thank you.
You know what you look like?
No.
You look like, with your makeup running, you look like those photos in the pamphlets that they give to high school kids.
About drugs?
Yes.
Doc,
oh, my gosh. They get to help me at Tupman, though.
They could. They got your back.
This
they could.
Is Dawn. This is Dawn in 1998. This is Dawn now.
I look like an arrest mugshot. Oh my gosh, I look like Lindsay Lohan after she's been partying at her club.
Oh god. Oh, you look like you look like a drug after photo.
Oh my god.
Don't do drugs, kids. Don't do drugs.
Oh my gosh, we're $10 from $21,000, guys. Just $10.
We have
ring. Okay.
B. Arthur, are you there?
Oh my gosh.
B.
Oh my god, you guys.
I know.
This is our boss.
Blown away.
I mean, we just talked to you 40 minutes ago and we were excited at $15,000.
Yeah, we just reset.
I know, we just piled on another $6,000.
Oh, we're at $21,090.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
Oh my word.
You guys, in our total, I just coincidentally, 107K right now, approximately.
Whoa!
Isn't that weird?
Total with everything.
Probably 107.1 thousand.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's the total.
I'm sorry, Jace. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, sweetie.
Thank you for thanking Mystic. They have been so extraordinary, and you know, they've just been. We talked to them yesterday, a couple of them, and they have just waited on us hand and foot. We have never had such a smooth project done and dirty because of Mystic Lake.
Yeah, yes. They really have.
The people on the ground are so invested at Mystic in us, our success, and they, you know, feel bad if any little tiny thing is like off, which is like almost nothing. So I just want to make sure that they know how much we love them and how much we appreciate what they've done.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. They're good folks, and they've helped make this a success. So,
and what about Pam and Steve and Joe and Stevie Ray's comedy? Haven't you felt like you're in great hands?
Yeah, guys, if you've never been to an improv show, we have a great one right in our backyard, Stevie Ray's, on the weekends at Chanhassen Dinner Theater. That troupe is so...
so talented, and we feel safe. That's a big thing. We want to make sure that we're comfortable, and they have done that time and time again. And
yeah, it's just been crazy. B, are you building a house? What the hell are you doing?
Sorry, I'm in the kitchen. I'm getting a cup of coffee. I told you...
Oh, she's relaxing.
Oh, nice.
Speaking of Mystic, you told me yesterday that because of them and their hard work, you didn't have to really do anything.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
It's been extraordinary.
Yeah. It's been, and believe me, no one's debating your lack of work. Let's just say that, B. Arthur.
Well, and Mac, I came home last night to stay here because Max isn't feeling well.
Yeah.
So I came home to take care of Max because he hasn't seen me in a couple days. So we went to bed, and I said, just get some rest, honey. And then, at 3 o'clock in the morning, the fire alarm in our building went off for an hour.
An hour?
There was no fire.
No.
But we heard this. For an hour.
Oh, my goodness.
That's too bad.
Glad
okay,
I came home to get some rest.
Right.
I'm so impressed with Mystic. What you've done. And thank you, Mystic Lake. And thank you, My Talk listeners, because without all this, all of it would have been for naught.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. And
gosh.
Our new family, don't you think, B. Arthur and Lex?
It just keeps going up, B. Arthur.
Okay, where's
the total?
Where is it now?
We are inches from $22,000.
No way!
Yes. Keep donating, everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you want me to ask Mystic if we can just live there now?
We'll just live here, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, B. Arthur, we got to go. Go drink
your
coffee.
Bye, B. Thank you, B.
We got to take a break. We'll give you an update on the totals and some shout-outs as our final segment for Project Dawn and Dirty 2018 goes in the books. We'll be back after this. Oh, people. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. My Talk 107.1. Oh
my gosh.
Focus on the joy. It is 8:51.
No. Something just happened.
Whatever. Okay. No. I'm overwhelmed by the donations. I keep looking at the screen. Are we going to call our friend from Tubman? Do we have time? Can we do it?
I think she's working on it. We'll see.
Right now. Because
we didn't give her a heads up that we'd be doing that.
Oh, good. We have her, Sonny.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Jen Polzin.
Okay, this is
from Tubman.
Jen, are you there? Jen, can you hear us?
I can. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Jen, everyone, from Tubman. Tubman is the charity that we've been working for the past 72 hours. Jen, we won't take up a lot of your time. We're reaching the end of our show anyway, but we just wanted to be the ones to tell you that in about 15 seconds, we will be at $22,000 for Tubman.
I'm choked up.
Yeah.
Isn't it? We just spent the last segment crying like crazy people. I mean,
we were about 9,000 this morning, and that's how much people care about your organization. And this during this show, that's how much more. We are at 22,000 right now.
There. Yeah.
Wow.
That's phenomenal.
Jen, can you just tell us what this money means to Tubman?
Absolutely. This money is so crucial for things that survivors need, like copies of their court papers, lock changes, services from an advocate or an attorney, a therapist for their kids to talk to. This means the world, and it also sends a message to survivors that when people mock survivors and don't value their experiences, that this community believes them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Jen, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We'll continue to work hard throughout the rest of this day.
Yes, and we'll see you tonight.
We want to give you a big old check tonight. Yes. Thank you, Jen.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jen.
Thank you. Jen from Tubman.
Oh, they're doing the real work in the world, guys.
Yeah. There's so much crazy stuff going on, so much negative things, so many things you read. This is a great thing to focus on, just your generosity, all of you that have donated over the past 72 hours. Again, $22,025. And what's amazing is, this is a real thing, the bulk of that was raised within the last 3 hours. The last 3 hours that was raised. Steve, we got to say goodbye to some more thanks, but before we do, a really quick Steve Patterson from Donna and Steve joining us. Hello, Steve.
Hello, guys. Steve. That's amazing. I was here earlier. We were passing notes earlier, and it was like at 15,000 or something, which was very impressive. Or no, I think it was at 12,000.
It was 12,000.
Because you said we wanted to get to 15,000.
By 7:30.
I mean, that is outstanding.
Yeah.
Well, let me give you a little update from Team Donna and Steve. We're coming on next. We just had breakfast in the buffet. Guys, we're sensing it. It's the last day. If I had a nickel for every time Donna said, I'm nauseous. I can't do this. We got to really talk through. There have been highs and there have been lows for all of us, in just the last 24 hours. So we're going to walk through that as we approach tonight. It's coming, man.
It's coming. Whether we're ready. Is Donna really nervous?
I think it really hit her today. She is very nervous. She has said 5, 6, 7 times during just breakfast, oh my gosh, I feel nauseous. I can't even talk about it. We can't talk about it. I said, we have to talk about it. I can't talk about it. I'm too nauseous.
Well, you're gonna have to talk about it in about 5 minutes.
Exactly.
Steve Patterson, everybody. Dawn, why don't you deliver?
Okay, so right now we're up to $22,615 for Tubman. You can donate all day. You can just keep donating. Surprise us. We're not going to look all day. We want to know what it is, and we'll have B. Arthur tell us before our show tonight. So you've already blown us away. Let's just keep it going.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Thanks to all of you. We have about a minute left. Thanks to all of you that have put up with our reality show on the radio for the past 72 hours, all the looniness. Thanks to our behind-the-scenes staff, first and foremost.
Yes.
We do our three-hour show, and then we go off. They are here all day working. Paul Black and Pat and Hannah and B. And Hannah Brooke and Jeff. They have all worked their butt off to make us shine. We get the easy part. So thanks to our behind-the-scenes crew.
Thanks to Mystic Lake.
Thanks to Mystic Lake. Thanks to Stevie Ray's. Mm-hmm. Go see their troupe. They're the best at Chanhassen Dinner Theaters on the weekends. We appreciate Stevie Ray so much, his guidance. Tonight is the night. Woo-hoo! In front of a sold-out crowd, Donna Valentine, of 2,100 people, a bunch of radio.
She's going to throw up.
Are turning into comedians tonight at Mystic Lake. We'll, of course, have a wrap-up when our show goes back to normal on Monday. Go out there and be yourself, everybody.
That's right. You be you, and you guys are amazing. As usual, we love you, and we'll see you tonight, definitely tomorrow or Monday.
Pop quiz. What can you buy for $3.99? Not a latte, but for less than the cost of a cup of coffee, you can get all your favorite music ad-free. While other streaming services jack up their prices, LiveOne's membership is only $3.99 per month, and you can lock in that price for a full year. Join now to get the best deal in music with zero ads, unlimited skips, and maximum audio quality. Get the music you love at a price that fits into your budget with LiveOne Plus. Check out LiveOne.com/bestmusic for details. Grab a 30-day free trial of Live by Live Plus, and you'll get unlimited skips, commercial-free music, and all of the podcasts and live streaming events you can handle. Visit livexlive.com/podcast1 to learn more and start your free trial.